it kind of all came about a week ago. There was a call put out for reagents. But before that, because we are scientists in the Burnell Institute and the Chemical Science Department and the Biological Science Department in UL. So as scientists, when the call went out for frontline workers, there was also kind of a call for scientists on call. And we're very aware of the testing that they can do and the skills that, let's say, we would have and how we could contribute. So, you know, we've been in touch with various people over the last 2 weeks to see how we can help in you know, in any way possible. Mm. So then about 2 weeks ago or 10 days ago, a call was put out through, I think it was started by Eli Lilly, one of the big pharma companies in Ireland, and through the SSTC, which is a pharmaceutical cluster, which is based in the University of Limerick. And from this, then, it all kind of catapulted, where researchers from all different institutes around the country were scrambling for reagents. We do a lot of molecular biology work in our labs, so we would have a lot of the reagents in stock.
Okay. And can you just explain this term reagent? I think people will have heard of it by now. If you undergo a test for COVID, you are swabbed, and then this reagent is used and is needed to determine if you have the virus or not.
Well, not to get too technical either, reagents, basically what's needed after the swab is taken for it to be processed further is a buffer. So this is a lysis buffer. It's a solution, basically, made up of different reagents. So it's kind of like baking a cake and you have your ingredients. So basically we get the reagents, we have all these different components in our lab, and we make them we make them up, mix them together at a certain ratio that has been tested, and then you come up with an end solution. Now this end solution is a buffer. We call it a buffer, but it's a solution. That's kind of, you know, the best way to explain it. And this is then added to the, when the swabs come into the laboratories for testing, this is used to process it. So what this buffer does is, if you think of the virus as a cell, it'll burst open the envelope of the cell, and within the cell then lies the genetic information, so RNA, which is very similar to DNA, and that's really what they're testing for when they're doing this COVID testing. So if that, and they know exactly the RNA of the virus, so it's either present or it's not present, so you will get a positive confirmation if this is present, and they need the buffer to do that. If they don't have this solution that is in shortage around the country, they can't process the samples.
In shortage around the country and in shortage around the world.
Absolutely, yeah.
Because obviously everywhere is trying to get their hands on this stuff, and we know that in Ireland, in our own experience, there's been a backlog in testing. Does this discovery that you have made theoretically help allay that, i.e. how quickly can your work now be rolled out onto the front line, so to speak?
It's not necessarily a new discovery, although there has been researchers in UCC and CIT. There was a paper published there yesterday that myself and my colleague Sarah Hudson in the University of Limerick have been involved in, and they have kind of redeveloped this formula, but the formula we're using, the protocol has been published. You know, it's nothing, we're not reinventing the wheel, we're just helping out where there's a problem. But so there's a backlog at the moment, and that's where the bottleneck lies with reagents. Now, that's changing week to week. The hospitals seem to be getting their hands on, you know, small amounts here, small amounts there. The pharma companies have sourced a fairly large quantity of one of these reagents, so they're going to scale up the development. And this will help with that bottleneck. But then, as we suspect, and which is forecasted, bottlenecks may show up somewhere else along the processing system. So at the moment, what we're making are small volumes, but we're bringing it directly to UHL, and they're definitely using it. And it, you know, it'll see them through X amount of days until they get their next delivery. Now, because there's a shortage of these reagents, we're having problems sourcing them as well.
I get you, yeah.
You know, but we can source them. We have been able to source a small amount, but how long that will go on for, you know, who knows.
Okay, so with respect then, is this a little bit of a help? Is it a big amount of help in terms of testing?
Well, I think every bit helps at the moment, really,
yeah,
with testing,
yeah.
You know, and I think the HSC are, you know, obviously they have a long-term plan, but it's very much day-to-day, get through the samples that they have day-to-day. We're also kind of helping out in other practical terms, just with just some general lab equipment. And then, you know, just a little bit of communication back and forth about what we may think going forward. You know, I'm kind of in touch with them to see, is there anything else we do need? There's talk about maybe other solutions that may need to be made. I suppose they're trying to plan ahead as well. And in UL, there's a COVID-19 action group, which is chaired by our Vice President of Research, Professor Nora Lee Kennedy, and she has put together a group of scientists, people who work in the research office, statisticians, healthcare professionals, and this team basically just wants to identify where we can help, where we can offer the best support. And I suppose I'm working on the more the technical, scientific.
Sure.
So we're trying to identify if there will be further problems. Can we maybe forecast them, foresee them, and contribute also?
So this is a positive development, but the work continues.
This is a positive development, but the work continues daily, and it's going to continue until needs be, really, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And how, and this is a very basic question, but in the world of social distancing and home working, what you have done sounds like it needs specialist equipment and labs, etc. How have you literally been doing it? Have you been able to do much of this from home?
Yeah, so all the kind of background organising, sourcing of reagents, all the, I don't know, thousands of emails that have been back and forth between everyone. We do that from home because the campus is actually locked down at the moment.
Yes, yeah.
And, you know, there's security there. Not everybody can get in. So then there are four of us in total, four scientists, two from the Chemical Science Department. I work in the Bernal Institute. And then one researcher from the Biological Science Department. We have been gotten special access the labs. So on the day that we are going to prepare this solution, we just go into our labs. Now, we're very lucky, we have big labs, so we're well able to spread out, and we kind of just take different chores each and do different stages of the process. So it's all worked out fairly okay.
Sure.
From a social distancing and logistical point of view.
Okay, it's even in your world, you've had to modify how work is done, and understandably so. We all have to protect ourselves at this particular time. Just a final word then, Adele. Look, there's a lot of scrutiny about how the state is responding to this crisis in so many different ways. On this front, not just in terms of the work that you have done, but in terms of the communication, in terms of how the university has been very proactive in making its facilities available to help out at this particular time. It seems on that front that things are going well, that we are trying to use every means at our disposal to try and help people through this pandemic.
Absolutely, you know, and within the University of Limerick, everyone is, you know, extremely helpful. Even when we have to get access to the campus, you know, it's done really quickly by the powers that be. So, you know, that makes our life much easier just to get in and do the work. But then on a national front, like, we've been lucky to work in the past with some of the people that we're now collaborating with. So we would have contacts with these people and connections over the years, but everyone is just rallying together. I mean, there's no such thing as a weekend now. Like, we're all on our emails Saturday, Sunday, trying to get stuff done. People are sourcing reagents, people are helping each other out. Communication has been ramped up, really. And we have collaborators in the CUH, the hospital in Limerick, and then UCC, CIT. We're also working with some of the researchers up in RCSI. They're developing the same protocol. So in terms of hands-on, like, everybody is more than willing. I think everybody is just very happy to contribute.
Sure.
In any way possible.
But also being coordinated as well, and also putting that energy to good use, and that willingness to good use.
It's absolutely, absolutely. Everyone is pulling their weight, you know, wherever they can, wherever you can help out, everybody is more than willing to help.
Great stuff. Look at Dr. Adele Jurek. I appreciate you taking our call. I thank you, and everybody else that's involved in it, for the work as well to date, and for all of our sakes, keep it up. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Evan. It was lovely to talk to you.
And to you.
Take care. Bye-bye.